And we're back. So now we're going to walk through the steps on actually setting up your DreamSpark account and then setting up Azure to then run WordPress to be able to share your passions and your knowledge with the audience in regards to, you know, what you're passionate about, what you want others to see in you in terms of your capabilities and sharing that with the world. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to get started. And the first thing you're going to need is a Microsoft account. And a Microsoft account allows us at Microsoft to know, hey, you know, you are a student, this is the university or college that you belong to, and this is how we then enable you to have the free credits in order to set up this account to share your passions.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do first is, Tina, you already have your Microsoft account. And by the way, Microsoft account doesn't have to be at Outlook.com or at Live.com or at Hotmail.com. It can be your own email address. You know, some people have ask me, hey, I don't want to set up another email to have another repository of all this mail coming in. Mm-hmm. Can I just use my email address? Of course you can. When you're setting up your account, what you're doing is you're actually putting in your email address as opposed to the at Outlook or at Live or at Hotmail, and that will allow you to set up your Microsoft account and have it using your existing account so that you don't set up a new email address. Mm-hmm. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the DreamSpark page here on our browser, and you're going to go down to the blue box that says Get Azure Now.
Right.
Once you're in this page, this is where we're actually signing up for the DreamSpark account. You're going to click on the box to sign in. Now you're signing in with your Microsoft account. And remember, like I said, it doesn't have to be an at Outlook, at Live, at Hotmail, but you do have to create the account before you actually sign in. So Tina, you've already created the account, so you can sign in there. Now, for you viewers, it's going to come up blank. We're obviously not going to share her information on the account. All right, so now it goes in. You're checking your information to make sure it's all correct, which it is. You're probably going to select your country, being Canada. There is a faster way, but we'll do that for editing, and we'll cut that piece out. All right. So once we got in here, do you want to receive email newsletters? Probably not. Click on Continue to Verify. And what's going to do then is it's going to go in to verify your student status.
Yep.
So what you're going to do is you have your student email address.
Yep.
You're going to type in your student email address there. Again, blanked out for you at home. And click on Verify. And at this moment in time now, it's now sending Tina an email to verify that she's actually a student. So she will receive it on her computer. Now, this could take up to 24 hours. There is a possibility there might be a delay if there's a lot of you trying to enter into the contest. So don't fret if it doesn't come up immediately. We've noticed it coming up within the next first 5 or 6 minutes. But if it doesn't come out right away, just keep on checking. You'll eventually get that email. All right, so now Tina's received the email verifying her account, and this is important. This is to prove that you are actually a student, and now that you've verified your account, we can go forth and set up your Azure subscription, which again is completely free for students. So click on Register Now. And it takes a time for it to pop up. There we go. So it's setting up your account.
Okay.
As we stare at the screen. Now, what in essence it's doing is setting up your instance on Azure to allow you to then have your WordPress site hosted on top of that. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to change the country region to Canada. I don't know how I ended up in Peru, but we'll somewhere on the editing floor. All right, so Canada, and that will allow us to set up a Canadian instance, which will just take a second. As we wait for the animation to entertain us as it spins around. Let's insert music now. Right, okay. So what you're gonna wanna do then is enter your contact information, which again, we will be blocking. All right, and we're going to verify you by phone. So you can leave that, it's fine because it uses the same plus one. So you can leave the United States, it's fine because it uses the same plus one for calling. And now it's going to send you a text message. Do you have your phone on you? You do not. She's going to run off and get her phone. And what's going to happen is it's going to send her a text message verifying that she's actually her with a code. And that code is what's going to be entered onto Azure for the enablement of having your Azure account set up with your GeneSpark account. This then allows you to then set up your WordPress account on top of that. Come on in. So she's received a text message with the code. Right, so you agree to the subscription agreement, and we'll leave the send me emails blank, and we will click on, you're missing something?
Verify code.
Verify code. Thank you. All right, code's been verified. And just give it a second. There we go, just took a bit of time for it to click through. And we'll click on sign up, and now setting up your Azure account.
Yep.
So again, this is important. This is what WordPress will reside on, your blog would reside on. Now, of course, you can go out and sign up your own WordPress account and get a free account. The challenge with the free account, however, is it's limited. You don't have all the functions and capabilities in terms of, you know, storage space, in terms of reporting. You want to know, you know, where your audience is coming in from, right? Maybe there's an interest in, you know, Western Canada that is interested in your knowledge and your passion, and maybe there's an opportunity for you to move out there, or Eastern Canada, or wherever it is in Canada or the world, right? So what happens now is that it's setting up your account on Azure, and what that in essence means is setting up your instance or your space into the cloud for you to run your web applications like WordPress.
Okay.
So because you are in essence setting up an application into the cloud for you to then share your passions through WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Azure subscription is ready, so we're going to click on Managing My Service, and it's going to bring me into the Azure portal. So next up, we're now going to set up WordPress on Azure. Before we do that, we're going to actually see the portal, we're going to see the dashboard. You see that there's a marketplace available to you in terms of a whole slew of applications you can start playing with. And by the way, this is all free for students, right, which is great.
Yeah.
Right? So what we're going to do now is we are going to go into Marketplace, and we are going to bring up WordPress. And WordPress is a template that's on Marketplace, that's on Azure Marketplace, that will allow you to quickly and simply set up your WordPress account. So what we're going to do is, instead of knowing which ones to go through into Marketplace, I'm literally going to type in here WordPress. There it is there. And there it is there. It's the first one that's available. Now, there are definitely a bunch of other ones that are available to you. What we're going to do is we're going to do the web and mobile, because the fact that this allows you to set up your blog to be accessible by mobile devices as well as a standard desktop. There are other options, as you can see, that you can actually play with if you like, if you want to do some customization in terms of your blog. What's really interesting is a scalable one, because you can actually, you know, really have control in terms of how big your blog is going to be or not. But for most of you that are out there, the simple WordPress account is fine. So we'll actually see what it's going to look like, and you know it's created by WordPress, so this is an actual valid WordPress site that we're going to be creating, and we're going to click on Create. So what it's doing now is it's actually going to go out and set up the instance of WordPress on Azure. So what we're going to do now is, for your blog, what are you going to call it?
Tina's Portfolio.
Perfect. So the only thing is, because it's part of the website, you're probably not going to want to put the apostrophe.
Okay.
And you're probably going to want to move
space.
The space. Yeah. Perfect. There we go. And it tells you if there's an error, you know, hey, check this out, you should fix that. We have it on the GeneSpark subscription, so don't change that. We're going to create a new resource group, which name is the same as the app name, so you know what that resource group is.
Okay.
Now remember, it doesn't have to be your name and portfolio. It could be what your passion is about. You know, Tina's marketing, so she could have put Marketing Guru Canada or something to that effect,
mm-hmm.
Just to distinguish herself. But of course, if you want to just put it as your portfolio name, you can do that as well. Everything else you would leave standard. Don't change a thing unless you want to incur a cost, which we don't want to. Right? We want to do this for free. And we're going to create... Sorry, we're going to have to accept the legal terms. While it's loading information. So as you can see, it's completely free. It's $0 a month to set up your database to store your information.
Yep.
So we're going to purchase that at $0. It's a bargain. So it's been accepted in terms of legal terms, and now we're going to click on Create. So now it's going forth and setting up your deployment of WordPress. Mm-hmm. Once that's completed, we'll actually see the app service come up available to us. So now it's going forth and setting up your deployment of WordPress. Mm-hmm. Once that's completed, we'll actually see the app service come up available to us. So we'll go into app services, and it takes a bit of time for it to set up. But once it's set up, it'll populate into here or even into recent, which will take a couple of minutes. All right, so now that we have it pinned to the dashboard, I'm literally going to click on the app. And there's the URL that you set up earlier, right? This is where your WordPress page is actually going to reside. So you can actually take this and save it as a favorite. Okay. So you can go through it later. So you don't actually have to go to this dashboard anymore. This is, in essence, where you're going to go to share your blog. And now you're actually going to set up your actual portfolio onto WordPress. So that's fine. We can leave it as United States English. We can continue. Now you're setting up your blog itself. So you can put whatever you want to call it. It could be the same as Tina's portfolio if you wanted, or if you wanted to do Marketing Guru or something like that. Totally what you want to do. And you're setting up a username and password. So you probably want to change your password there.
Okay.
And this, of course, is going to be blanked out for you viewing this at home.
Okay.
No, it won't work like that. Still not going to work. There you go. And just your email address?
Student?
No, so you can put your student, you can put your at Rogers, you can put whatever you want to be contacted on, right, from your blog. And that's fine, we can leave. So there's an interesting option there to discourage search engines from viewing your site. I would say leave that off because you want to get noticed, right? So install WordPress. So what we're doing is we're doing the completing stages of installing WordPress on top of Azure. So now we have success in regards to setting up the WordPress site. So now you're actually going to log in.
Okay.
And hopefully you remember your super secret password. All right, so log in with your username and password. All right, now we're logged in to our WordPress dashboard. And this is when you start to be creative in regards to setting up your blog to tailor to what you're trying to accomplish. So you're doing marketing tips on your blog. You know, you can do creativity in terms of banners. You can do whatever you want to make your blog more appealing to the audience that you're trying to talk to. Mm-hmm. You also have the ability to go in and add in plugins. So, you know, for the ability to share the content, right?
Yep.
You know, in this day and age of social media, it is important that you share content of others, but it's also great if you create your own content and then have others share it on your behalf. So if I've gone to your blog and I've read an article, and, yeah, this is pretty cool, I'm going to share this with my audience, and that's how you get noticed, right? The whole thing of just handing in a paper resume or emailing a resume, you know, pales in comparison to getting noticed in terms of the content that you're writing to share with your audience to get visibility in regards to that.
Okay.
Right? So from here, if you actually want to see your website, you can go look at what it looks like today. As you can see, the full website is up and running. It looks very basic. It's very, you know, clean cut, tailored specifically to a brand new site being created. Don't fret. Like I said, you can fully customize this, add images, play with the settings, change the style, look, and fonts of the site, make it your own,
yeah.
Right? What we're looking for in terms of the contest, right, is the most creative.
Yeah,
right?
something really creative and exciting that showcases your skills and what you're interested in portraying.
So show us that, right?
Yeah.
And then submit your entries to us, mm-hmm. and we'll have a look at them, and you have a chance to win a
Xbox One.
Sweet.
And some other cool prizes as well.
All right, so get hacking, and we'll look forward to seeing your blog.
Yeah, thanks.